This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes related to the mishandling of classified documents after he left the White House. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Trump faces 37 felony charges related to the mishandling of classified documents, according to the indictment. That also alleges that he described a Pentagon, quote, plan of attack, end quote, and shared a classified map related to a military operation. The indictment accuses Trump of having improperly removed scores of boxes from the White House to take them to Mar-a-Lago in the U.S. state of Florida, many of them containing classified information. The indictment outlined two circumstances in which Trump allegedly showed the documents to others. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
Former President Trump is scheduled to speak within the hour in his first public appearance since the federal indictment was unsealed, addressing the state Republican convention in Georgia as he seeks to rally supporters to his defense. Associated Press national politics reporter Meg Kennard is in Greensboro, North Carolina, where Trump is scheduled to address that state's Republican Party convention later Saturday. And she talked about what kind of reception she expects he'll receive.
This appearance by Trump is one of his first two public events since his indictment on federal charges in the Southern District of Florida. Delegates at the convention here have been thinking about the indictment, but many of them have mentioned that they don't feel that it's going to affect their own personal votes when it comes to the 2024 election.
Trump, who remains the frontrunner for the 2024 GOP nomination despite his mounting legal woes, is expected to use his two speeches Saturday to rail against the charges and amplify his assertions that he's the victim of what he calls a politically motivated witch hunt by Democratic President Joe Biden's Justice